episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Janice and Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I can go write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drug fucked tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me sound like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker.
You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Bella said you're so funny.
Contemporary ways, they got driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Rick and Roro ready to rumble. How are you, Roro? Are you in the room?
One sec, my friend. Let me just plug myself in. Am I coming through clear?
No, oh, you need your microphone. August the 24th, Sunday, 2025, Rick and Roller, episode number 44, is it, or 43, or what number are we? What number are we? I'll go and have a look. We have to get it right. Oh, Roller's just disappeared. What's he doing? There he is. He's back again.
Hey, here we go. Now we're in business.
Yeah, you sound perfect. You sound perfect. Hey, what,
Thank Roller, you, mate.
What episode is it tonight of Rick and Roller?
It's Sunday, the 24th of August, 2025, Rick and Roller 44. Now, the reason being it's a Sunday is because we had the most awesome night last night. It was a Bilderberger, Villaset, Rick and Roller, Christie,
Rosie.
Bonanza. And Rosie. It was, and Rosie as well.
Well, I'm going to have to verify that Joel is the greatest burger builder that I've the best burger I've ever had. And he did it all so carefully and methodically, and he obviously got some talent there with the making the burger. And we went and bought all the ingredients, Rollo and I. We went shopping like an old couple, funny old couple roaming around with shopping bags. An Aldi.
An Aldi, yes.
You know, love, how can I? Where's the cheap stuff?
And we went, and all the ingredients added up to what number? $33. $33. Yeah. Could you believe it? Yes, we could believe it.
Yeah. Yes, we could.
I tell you, it was a good night. It was very cold, though, last night, and everyone was, we were sitting on the balcony. I think you're going to have to buy one of those gas heaters, Rollo. Possibly.
Could do with one of them. We had such a good time. Those burgers. I'm just having now in my beautiful Bosch oven. I cut one of those Turkish rolls in half, and I put Joel's special sauce or Bello's special sauce.
Yes.
On and then a couple of layers of that cheese that we got.
Yep.
And I put it under the grill. My Bosch grill, and I tell you, so yummy. I tell you, I ate them so feverishly and haphazardly, I did end up having Bello's special sauce on my face that he mentioned last week.
I will honestly say, whatever that special sauce is, it was absolutely delicious. Jollo, you're a champion.
Now, I know the ingredients. I'm not sure I'm allowed to give them away, the ingredients.
No, why not? Why not? He'll be fine.
It's mayonnaise, ketchup, Dijon mustard, and the pickles that you got from Aldi?
Yes, pickle
apparently
juice.
It's the juice of the pickle goes in the actual sauce as well. That's what makes it taste so yummy. But those patties that he did, and he was cooking in the flames on my barbecue, my little king, which worked a treat, didn't it? King Master? Yeah, it worked an absolute treat.
And Rollo's house is absolutely fantastic. Great spot. Oh. I'd call that area a first-home buyer's street because it's affordable kind of for first-home buyers.
Yeah.
A lot of houses that could be renovated. There's a lot of renovators' dreams on that house. On that street, yours has been renovated, and he's done such a good job. Really, I was impressed, Rollo. I was so impressed. It's perfect for you, just the right size, all clean, beautiful. Yeah. I don't have to complain that Jollo got the nice bedroom, and I had to go and sleep in the granny flat on a blow up mattress.
What was it like down there? Was it good sleep?
Not bad. Considering I did actually drink I drank alcohol last night for the first time in 2 weeks. Not too much. I was drinking lots of zero alcohol beer.
What did you think of my margaritas? My margaritas were awesome.
They were fantastic. And I didn't realise you didn't. So there was still half a bottle of tequila. Lucky I didn't see that. I didn't see that. So, yeah, no, Rollo, it was a good night. Good seeing Christy and Rosie and Jollo.
You're listening to
Rick and Roller.
Rick and Roller.
You're listening to.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're listening to Rick and Roller episode number 44 on truthmeets.com on Sunday, it's the 24th of August, 2024, 25, and you're listening to Rick and Roto. Take it away.
Thank you, Roland Rocchicelli. I saw we had a bit of a scare this afternoon. Christy went out to see her mother with Rosie, my doggo. Some dickhead in Boolaroo. Overtakes on a double yellow line, and it's in an 80 zone, and he's doing about 140 or something.
Oh, no.
And they almost have a head-on crash, so I almost lost my wife, my stepmother.
Can you imagine something like that? That's how fast life can change.
It was so fucking close, apparently, because when Christy got back here, she was, no shit, she was in tears. She was crying.
Yeah, that's what happens. And if you've nearly been killed on a head-on, you go into shock.
Yeah, I gave her a hug and I said, I'm still pissed off about the lawnmower being fucked. She snapped out of it.
You had your priorities.
I was just trying to snap her out of it. I mean, it's horrible thinking, you could have been dead.
Apparently Joel just contacted me before because he said he won't be back till a bit later. He's driven me. But
he
said
the afternoon, where we were talking
last night, there was a big chat on the truthmeets.com because the fakeologist site wasn't working. So you had I noticed Fast Value. And a number of other people. I didn't see who was there, but I think even Silas Speaks was there. They're fantastic.
Wonderful.
Because we didn't do a show last night, so the other people did, so that's good. The truthmeets.com live show will be released this week sometime, probably tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, we could have done one, but we're pretty wasted, but we, just enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, I was enjoying the burgers and beer and the tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
At 2 in the morning, Joel, he didn't want to wake you up, but he wanted another cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got a mouthful of Joel's sauce. At two in the morning, we're watching Dexter Resurrection, and he wanted another cigarette when we'd run out of the rollies that you'd done for us, and we didn't want to wake you up. So I said, I'll go for a wander. So I went, and you know that Iron Horse pub that I showed you? They were still going. They were still going.
They still cigarettes in those places.
Well, that was the thing. I knocked on the, and they said, no, it's sort of a lockout type situation.
Yeah.
And I went, and I beckoned like this, you know, to smoke. And, the big guy, black guy comes, and opens the door for me. He goes, yeah, you're right, mate. Yeah, we're not letting any more people in. And he goes, oh yeah, look, I just want a packet of smokes, mate. He goes, oh, right. Okay. In you come. I went to the lovely girls at the bar and they said 2 weeks ago, cigarette machines all taken out of this place.
Wow.
But they said, you can walk further down the road to the main road and there's a BP there. And I knew exactly where the BP was. So I walk all the way down to the BP. Do you think, because Joel wanted these special cigarettes in it that I don't know, but I've heard of them, where you press a button on the filter and it turns it into a menthol?
Yeah, they're going to ban them. They're going to ban them.
Well, that's what the garage said.
They're called Crush.
That's it. Crush. That's right. That's what Joel wanted. So I said, oh, so I can't get Crush. And I eventually, because I hate menthol, so I eventually bit the bullet and I said, all right, just give us a packet of menthols, will you? And she said, oh, we don't sell them. I go, oh, for fuck's sake. give me a packet.
Can you tell me why they would ban menthol cigarettes? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I reckon they should be banned myself because I hate the fucking things. I would have smoked one. Can you believe it?
I used to every now and then smoke them because I found them quite pleasant for some reason. But the new ones are called Crush.
Never did.
And you just crush the filter and it turns it into a much powerful. So it's, I think it's normal up until you crush the.
Yeah. Well, it's a normal cigarette. That's right. And then you crush the filter and then it turns it into a menthol or something. And
that's a good idea.
So that way, you know, if you don't like menthol, you just don't crush the.
So what did you buy in the end?
I ended up buying Peter Jackson Reds.
Nice.
The strongest I could get so we could just, you know, because it was fucking $55 for 20 ciggies. isn't that ridiculous?
Outrageous.
I got back and I said, and I told Joel about the whole situation. He says, I can't send you out to do anything, can I? Fuck you, Rollo. No, he didn't. He was thankful. So we were up till about 4 or 5 in the morning watching.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to wake you up because I got up in the morning and I felt a little bit shabbyish.
I've got the note here. I can read it back to you. You said you tried to. Let me read it verbatim. Where is it here on the yellow piece? It says, "Tried to wake you, sleeping beauties. Had a great night. See you. See ya." Okay. What's that?
See you on the chat.
I drive home at about half past eight,
got home and made myself some nice breakfast. Not as nice as what Joel made you, obviously. He made a beautiful looking breakfast for you guys.
I started it, but he finished it. Yeah, so he had Turkish bread with his special sauce. 2 eggs, 2
bacon,
cheese, a layer of cheese, and a shitload of the bacon that was left over. Was it what flavor bacon was it? It was maple bacon. Yeah, it was. And I like the way he cooks his bacon. It's the way I like it, really, really crispy and his eggs. He likes eggs. He doesn't like the yolks. Too hard. He likes them sort of really.
He should be a chef. That man. He's very very good, very fussy about his cooking, very fussy. Yeah. Anyway, that's fantastic.
You did a good job turning my skewers last night, my vegan skewers.
Your vegan skewers, yes, I did.
Yeah. With the that Sade sauce from Aldi is really nice. I don't like Aldi because of their policy during COVID, sacking people and enforcing people to get the injection and lose their job if they don't. And it turns out, because I saw the paperwork and it was just despicable. Aldi should be sued over that. And so should, I think Woolies and Coles were doing it at the time too. I know that the railway were wanting all their employees, the New South Wales Railways, wanting to taking the jab or you lose your job.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, everyone was doing it.
Yes, everyone after the hysteria, they worked out it was against the fucking law that you sack people and you have to get your fucking job back. But the cunts have already been injected by the poison twice.
Yep.
By the poison by that point.
I heard
that's why everyone in 30 and 40-year-olds are getting fucking these crazy cancers and fucking shit. I swear to God, Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, why the fuck are those cunts not in jail?
Yeah. I heard an interview with the ginger-headed idiot, Pauline Hanson, saying some really good stuff, but you know, she's the worst person to have representing you ever, or us.
Please explain.
She was interviewing, she was grilling, I think it was the head of Pfizer who was over here somewhere, and it was some inquiry this week, I think it was. But the guy was saying we didn't report anyone.
His name's Anthony Burla.
Okay. Well, he was saying we did not force anyone to take a vaccine. And now I'm telling you, they're lying.
That's bullshit.
They're lying. Yeah, they not only did they force everyone, they made it impossible for you to do anything.
What's threatening to sack her if you've got no other source of income? What's threatening to sack her?
Exactly.
If that's not forcing, what the fuck is?
Look, the whole thing was my left foot is numb. Why is that numb for? It's not that cold. It's sore. I've got a numb left foot.
Cross your legs the other way. you might have cut the circulation off.
I don't know what I've done. I've been standing up. I just didn't talk to Dave Jones for about 2 hours on a show. Bongversations 42.
No, yeah. What are you guys talking about?
We're actually talking about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, actually.
Oh, my God, the greatest book ever written.
Not the
Douglas.
It was a good book.
I love it. It's one of my favorites of all time.
Yep.
If you ever need to cheer me up, you can watch the BBC version of it. It's just as good.
Did you know that it was actually a radio play before it was a book?
Yeah,
it was. I didn't know that.
Yeah, with the same guy, Simon Jones, and who was the Ford prefect? I can't remember his name.
Arthur Dent and Ford Prefect.
Arthur Dent, yeah, he was played by Simon Jones. And you had Ford Prefect played by Markwing Davey. Markwing Davey played Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Yep.
I can't remember who Ford Prefect was, but he wasn't that famous. But I'll tell you who was in it. Peter Davison, Doctor Who, his wife, she was gorgeous.
Was that Zillion or Krizillion or what was the name? Trillion.
Yeah. Yeah, the really good looking one. And she, she was Peter Davison's wife. Peter Davison actually played the cow that wanted to be eaten, you know, in the restaurant at the end of the universe, the cow that actually wants to be eaten. Yeah. That was Peter Davison playing the cow. Get that, eh?
Oh, I didn't know that. There you go.
Yeah. Fantastic. That's lots of fun.
It was a bit weird doing a Rick and Rollo on a Sunday. I'm completely out of my routine doing a Rick and Rollo when it's Sunday night. Doesn't make sense.
Nostalgia hour.
Nostalgia
hour. I can't wait for Velo to get here. I've got some I've got some clips I want him to play because we did lose one of the greats this week, the great Terence Stamp. Now, yes, I remember him from General Zod. But he was in so many. He was in that Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Terence Stamp in drag is extremely. It's scarier than General Zod.
Yeah, I don't know. He looked like a proper old queen in that one.
Didn't he? Well, that was, I don't know. Did they made Priscilla and then the Americans made that Patrick Swayze one, didn't they?
Yeah, it was Julie Newmar. Julie Newmar was one of the best looking Catwoman ever. She was gorgeous.
She's still with us, you know that. She's almost 100.
It's, you know who she else was, is? Jeannie, yeah. What's her name? Barbara Eden.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I think I'm thinking of Lee. It could be Lee Merriweather, because there were quite a few that played Eartha Kitt. Sorry to cut you off there, mate. Let me just quickly check. Is Julie Newmar still with us, or is it Lee Merriweather? I know one of them is. Keep going, mate. What were you saying?
Oh, no. Well, so I was talking about Catwoman. So we're talking about Terence Stamp, who did pass away. Who, by coincidence, I think I was telling you, he was either filming some TV show or, sorry, movie in Sydney, 20-something years ago. And he was going at night time. He went to the chemist not far from where I used to live in Roselle near Balmain. Ended up chatting away to the girl working in there, who was the assistant and the pharmacist. Ended up marrying her. He got married to her. Much younger woman. Yeah, much younger.
Did she know he was a famous actor?
Well, I'd say so. He was a very charismatic guy. He was around like in the 60s. Sorry, I'm just making some noise here.
No, you're right.
I'm putting some water into a thing. I'm going to stick my foot in it. Some hot water into a big pot, and I'm going to stick my foot in it and try and cook it.
Oh, good on you. Be interested in if you knew it was famous, because you were telling me a story last night on Rollo's balcony that someone TikToker went up to the Green Goblin from Spider-Man. Willem Dafoe. And he said, just as a random thing, he said, okay, g'day, mate. Who are you? What's your name? Willem Dafoe. What do you do? I'm an actor. And the guy had no clue who he got. And he was really polite. And,
he was walking along.
A crazy TikTok.
I've actually seen that. It looks pretty genuine.
Yeah.
You never know who's going to be roaming around.
Julie Newmar is 92 years old.
Okay, and, well, Barbara Eden's 92 or 94 tomorrow or today.
Is she? So, let's have a look.
Yep. Her birthday is today.
Is that?
I'm how sticking with the hot water because I heard.
Have you got the hot for Barbara Eden?
Not anymore, but I did.
What about back in the day when she was I Dream of Jeannie, where they wouldn't let her show her belly button?
Yeah. What a body she had. What a body.
It was yesterday, 23rd of August, 1931, she was born. So yesterday.
1931, that would make her 94.
94. Yeah. She still looks good as a 94-year-old. Way better than Julie Newmar. Julie Newmar looks a bit, we all get old. Yeah. I don't know if Julie Newmar's had any work or not. It doesn't look like she has. I know that Barbara Eden doesn't look like she's had work.
Oh, that
all. It's trying to look at, say, Priscilla Presley. It's like, oh my God, what have you done, girl? What have you done, darling? Yeah.
She just looks puffy with the time. Yeah. Oh, no, she was terrible.
She looked the best in those Naked Gun films with Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah, that's 30-odd years ago, though, weren't they?
Yeah. Apparently the new one's pretty damn funny because Hollywood doesn't like comedy anymore, or it doesn't do it very well because they play it so safe. You know, where you need something.
I can't be bothered with it.
Liam Neeson's got a penchant for comedy. Though you heard if Bel Air comes, we get him to play that Ricky Gervais bit where he wants to be a stand-up comic. That is pretty damn funny. I don't know if he wrote that
Ricky Gervais and Steve Merchant would have done
that. Steve Merchant would have written that. Yeah.
I've got AIDS. He goes, I got AIDS from an African prostitute. I've got AIDS.
And then Steve Merchant's there going,
I think that's a bit too tough
for stand up. It's a bit too. And he goes, okay, I'm dying. And then he goes back to it. I've got AIDS. He does it twice. And he won't let go of that. Oh my God.
Very funny. That's one of the funniest. That's from Life's Too Short, isn't it? About the dwarf.
The Willow guy. He's very funny. He's a crack up too. He knows comedy.
Yeah.
But what else have we got written down here? When Bella gets here, I want him to play Terrence Stamp.
He might not get here, but he said just to go and do a show.
Oh, he said as soon as he gets home, he's going to spark up the server and he'll be here. But, I haven't got much. I mean, apart from last night being awesome and, Velo and I were going, I'm thinking of putting either a Tesla or what is it? There's a battery on the side of my house, so I don't actually have to pay for electricity at all. Because I got Rick and Roll.
Have you got? Oh, go.
Rick and Roll.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Rick and Roll, episode number 44 on Sunday, Sunday the 24th, 44 on the 24th.
Yeah, so I've got 33 solar panels on my roof, would you believe? That's a shitload. And your there's a heap out the back you can't see. There's a heap out the back.
And your next door neighbour's the number 9 and 11.
That's it. when their bins are together, pretty funny.
That's fake.
So Velo says, you should get a Powerwall. It's called. Yep. It's a battery, and it's made by Tesla or Sig Energy, and then it can store all the power, and then you don't have to worry about using shit at nighttime.
Yeah.
Usually, with 33 panels, it will power your whole house during the daytime. But the bloody Energy Australia, would you believe it? I've just grabbed the letter here. I'll read it to you. The second I get here, they send me this. Dear Mr. You-know-who, thanks for being with us, Energy Australia. We're writing to tell you about our solar buyback rate, also known as the feed-in tariff. Changes coming up will affect you. We'll explain the reasons for the changes. Your solar flat rate buyback rate will decrease from 1st of September 2025. And the excuse they're giving is too many people have taken the
buyback.
Wasn't there a government thing where you could put them on your house for free and then you pay? Did you have to pay it back, did they just give us?
I don't know. You got it for some discount, but I didn't do it. I'm not into solar power. I know it works for some people, but
they were already on this way, so I mean, I'll use it. But they said from solar rates, I don't know what this five 5.0 kilowatt excluding GST is going to 4. So it's like a 10, like 4, from 5 to 4. I don't know what money that is. If I can get off the grid, which Bello says with that many panels, you should be able to get off the grid with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I know people across the road that he said he doesn't pay power bills at all because he's got, you know, and he's only got about 15 or 20 solar panels.
Oh, yeah. Well, with 33, I should be able to get off the grid.
You should be able to get off the grid.
Mm.
Why have I got my left foot numb tonight? And I'm just dipping it into hot water. I've never had a numb left foot. I've had pins and needles in my fingers. It's circulation, though. I've got some kind of circulation thing. What am I going to do about it?
You were walking around or up. You were having a great time last night.
Yeah, it was good.
You were the DJ from hell. Mr. Well, Summers, yes. can you play?
Yeah, I was the DJ.
Life in a northern town.
Yeah, it was good. I'm just not a social butterfly anymore, though. I'm getting too old. I'm just like, I'm just so
nah,
much.
Right.
I just like being at home, going to sleep, and then getting up. But you know, it was good. It was good because it's not out of the way for me. Your place. It's like coming. It's only a matter of driving. You know, 15, 20 minutes off the freeway, and you're there. Fantastic.
So the granny flat was okay to sleep there. Like it was.
Yeah, it was good. And believe
me, you weren't cold.
No, I had that big the big sleeping bag that you provided, which was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. And the blowout thing was comfy enough.
Believe it or not, mattress. It was. Yeah. I've never had a good time on a blowout mattress before, but that was kind of comfortable. Yeah. Even though it's only designed for a midget. Basically, it's like a pillow.
Christy brought the wrong one round. We did have a bigger double one.
Yeah, that's what I would have been.
She grabbed the wrong one, unfortunately, but there you go. It beats sleeping on the ground, eh? Because we were up watching Dexter, you didn't want to sleep on the lounge while, you know,
I didn't want to ruin your
telly.
I just wanted to go to bed. I'm getting old, Roller. Getting old, getting ripped off,
getting ripped off underpaid, getting sold second hand. That's how it goes.
Indeed. No, it's so strange doing a Rick and Roller on a Sunday night for me. I just can't get over this. It's weird. Very strange indeed. Very strange indeed.
Mm.
Anyway, what are we going to talk about on Rick and Roller 44?
Mate Joe rings out of nowhere tonight and says, I'm off all day tomorrow. Can I come over at 1 in the afternoon? And Christy can't take me to the lawnmower place in the morning because she's got meetings all morning till the afternoon. And then I went, and she said, oh, well, I can get, after you come back and get Uber over. And I went, hold on. It's friggin' Broadmeadow. It's like, where the fuck is it? Where the hell's Ganin? I forget the suburb. Anyway, it's about 2 minutes away from her place. I said, oh, we can come pick you up. So we've got Joe and her, she's got a King Charles Cavalier Spaniel too. It's Sophie. Mm. So Rosie will have some fun tomorrow with Sophie.
Yeah. So you were happily watching Dexter again, your favorite show last night.
Oh, man, is it good. Man, is it good. And eventually I ground Bellows down. I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it at your place. I want to watch it at my place on a bigger screen. I said, oh, come on, watch it. Come and watch it. Yeah, well, because we were talking about fixing the granny flat up and making it as into a sort of a longer type Uber. Not Uber. What's it called?
Airbnb.
Yeah, so he said, we got to get you in there, fill all the holes up and paint it.
Yeah,
make it look 1,000 bucks.
It definitely needs a bit of repair on the ground.
Put some linoleum near the kitchen.
I'm surprised he sold it with those holes in the wall. You know, he's pulled out plugs. And plus, I think some of the power doesn't work in there either. I tried to charge my phone. So just a complaint there, Rollo, that some of your power...
Oh, yeah, went, well, it, I mean, we took it as is. I mean, it was just a bonus, really. So we'll do a bit of work on it. It's like it's got its own hot water system and bathroom. And
that's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, you can throw, you can, once you fit, you know, lick of paint, new carpet, and put some lino near the kitchen so that, you know, and it'd be a great, and then down the, there's a path down the side, and then you could put a, there's a slab of concrete, so we could put
put a shrubbery.
Yeah, chairs and a sort of an awning. So if we got smokers in there and, and put a sort of a key lock system on the door. You should be able to Airbnb it for, you said, you know, 200 a week or something.
No, Airbnb, you do about 150 a night for that.
Is that? Oh, 150 a night. Yeah. So that'd be,
But then you've just got to go in there and clean all, take all the sheets and clean the sheets and everything. So I don't know how good you are at cleaning, Roland.
Yeah. That's see how good I am. I mean, I guess it works like the Uber system. If you get a rating below a certain thing, you get kicked off Airbnb. Is that is that the way it works? Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. But I know, so I know people are doing it. If you've got a self-contained apartment on your property, and you've got a nice and it's comfortable, it's really cheap. It's got to be cheaper than a hotel room, though. So maybe maybe it'd be say 120, 130 a night, and you get a lot of, you know, anyone that's driving up, they can pull in there and sleep there and do whatever they have to do, you know. So, but
the only thing that puts me off, I've seen horror stories on YouTube of places being wrecked and that.
Yeah, but Airbnb cover all that kind of stuff. It's part of their, I think so. I don't know. Anyway, what else can we talk about? So, Dex, South Park, very funny. We watched South Park.
Mm. The latest one, the Ketterman one.
What are you eating?
Excuse me, I've got that Turkish ballet special sauce.
I'm glad to see that you're eating and sleeping. It's two big positives.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to wake you up. I actually came in and looked in the room, and there you were. You weren't snoring or anything. You were just sound asleep. And I thought, he can stay asleep.
Yeah, that's right.
You needed the sleep, man.
Yeah, well, we're up till five. So, it was great.
I did you a favor. I wasn't going to get leaving when I left. Anyway, we've got to talk. What interesting things can we talk about? I'm completely
Nostalgia Hour. I haven't actually. I haven't. I normally have a huge list of things to write down. I thought Velo would be here by now. We could play General Zod and then probably go out with a song and just make it a short and sweet one. We might do that anyway. No, so who did we have last night? So the fakeologist server was down. So we had all the boys over here, did we?
Apparently so. Apparently so. Yeah, that's what Joel said. I did notice there was a few people in the show stream comments or whatever. There's also someone's been playing music or something because there's actually a music app thing in the room with us right now.
Yeah, I noticed that too. It's called Music Box. Matchbox. It's called Matchbox.
Yeah, I cannot be bothered even learning things like that. So, I won't be bothered. I've got to do a be told. I haven't done anything for 3 weeks. I haven't felt like talking after giving up alcohol for 2 weeks. Saying that, I actually am drinking a beer right now.
Right now. Okay.
Yeah. Because I had 4 or 5 cans in my van. And I thought, I'll just go and get another 6-pack of zero alcohol. I got zero alcohol beer, which is really nice, actually. I don't mind it, but
which were better of the two last night? You had the Brent and Stokes.
Yeah.
And you had the, what was the other one?
Almost Normal, About Normal.
Almost Normal.
Almost Normal, whatever they're called. But interestingly, the Bent Spoke ones, which cost more expensive, I saw them in the bottle shop tonight. But I got a 4-pack of zero alcohol boutique beer for $8 for four, $2 a can. Today at the bottle shop I went to, which was, I thought that's more my price.
Yeah, and I just checked the bin. It's called Heaps Normal. It's called Heaps Normal. Yeah. So the best ones,
better,
but it's better. It's better because you get what you pay for usually in this world.
Anyway, so what else? Who died? So yeah, the only one that died.
The only one that I've sort of known, it was Terence Stamp.
Yeah, he was a 60s star.
My mother was absolutely head over heels.
And Elvis Presley and a few others.
Let's go through the movies that Terence Stamp has been in that we know.
I just remember Superman. I think Alfie was Michael Caine. He was in
Michael Caine. He's also
got a brother. Terence Stamp had a brother, Chris Stamp, who was in stuff as well. I think he might have been one of those devil worshipping Mick Jagger.
It does. It says it here, Chris Stamp.
Yep.
He was only married once from 2002 to 2008. So he's been a bachelor for most of his life. So he was 87 when he shuffled off his mortal coil.
Does it mention he married a younger woman from Australia? Because it should be if you look into his
personal life.
Yeah. Interesting.
Let me see. Says associated with the swinging London scene of the 1960s, during which time he was in high profile relationships with Julie Christie and supermodel Jean Shrimpton.
Yep. The miniskirt.
That was among. Oh, really? Yeah. That was among.
Jean Shrimpton, I think, pioneered was one of the miniskirt pushers.
Oh, he did. He shared a house with Michael Caine, like you said, on Wimpole Street, London, before their rise to fame.
I'll tell you an interesting anecdote. The little old lady that I've been working for, who I worked for last Sunday, I went and did a couple of hours of painting for her. She was telling me she went and lived in London in the early 60s and became a coat check girl in the underground nightclub. And she hung out with all these famous, John Osborne, who was a famous playwright, was friends with him and his secretary.
Yeah.
And just the story she was telling me was fascinating because she was there. She probably met Terence Stamp and Michael Caine in one of the – because this nightclub, the Underground, was one of the top nightclubs in that really trendy area in – not Knightsbridge, but where all that Granny Takes a Trip and all those – boutique shops were. She was hanging around there in the 60s. Really interesting lady. She's 90 now.
She would have been like Caine said in his autobiography, what it's all about. Caine stated, "I still wake up sweating in the night as I see Terence agreeing to accept my advice to take the role of Alfie." And I think, didn't Caine end up getting it and winning an Academy Award for it? Or was it? Well, is that how it worked?
Maybe Terence Stamp was in Alfie because that's what I was going to mention, but I think I thought it was Michael Caine that did Alfie.
I think that's why he was sweating that, why did I say that? I should play it or something, It's what actors are like.
It's funny Chris became
a rock music producer. Producer manager. Jimi Hendrix.
Everyone that's meant to be in these families, like you'd have to look into the Stamps' background. I guarantee their father was in the military or whatever. There'd be some, all that blue blooded or whatever, guaranteed. He was a very stylish kind of guy, though, and spoke very eloquently, he wasn't a knockabout street urchin type, you know. I think they probably came from a fair bit of money, in my humble opinion.
Who was Edgar Wright?
No idea.
Was Edgar some filmmaker or something he wrote? Terrence was a kind, funny, endlessly fascinating. I love reminiscing about his films and going back to his debut in Billy Budd. Terrence was a true movie star. The camera loved him, and he loved it right back. So actors that played tribute to his death, Guy Pearce, our boy, Gail Ann Hurd. She produced The Terminator, Lou Diamond Phillips, Billy Idol, Stephen Elliott. Stephen Elliott, what were we talking about him the other night?
Yeah, you know why. He directed Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Oh, right. Yeah. There you go. That's why he would pay tribute to him then. Because he was... Guy Pearce and who else looked hideous as dressed up in drag? The guy from The Matrix, the baddie. What's his name? Yeah. Hugo Weaving. Hugo Weaving.
Mr. Anderson.
Yeah. Hugo Weaving.
What is a phone call if you cannot
speak? Mr. Anderson. Yeah. Mr. Anderson.
He was so good.
And there's like Hugo Weaving. I mean, he keeps popping up. They did these conspiracy stuff here, conspiracy talk.
Yeah.
There was two documentaries. One of my favorite, I say this a lot, I say one of my favorite, but it is conspiracy theories, is the Bogle Chandler murder mystery in Sydney. A scientist who worked for the CSIRO, and he was doing some really out there stuff, because I went to the police museum. They had an exhibition on the Bogle Chandler death. This is a scientist that went to some wild party in Balmain, literally right across the road from one of my regular jobs, and picked up this chick there, and they went off to Lane Cove National Park. You're listening to Rick and Rolo. Oh, la, 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 la.
No matter what your age, you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Sorry, you're listening to Rick and Rolo, episode number 44 on 24th of August, 2025. Thank you. Back to the host, Rick and Rolo.
Thank you very much. Yeah, so back to, I was just finished the story I was telling, the Bogle Chandler mystery. So this scientist who's working on this out there stuff. Now, I say it's out there because I went into the police museum and sent a circular key, and the winner is... And they had an exhibition of this night, and they had the sketches he was drawing before he disappeared. You know, he died that night. He was talking to people, and he was drawing his sketch. And the sketch was like this laser light going into a pyramid thing, and all these different colors coming out of it. And he was describing something that he was working on. Then he mysteriously he took off from this party, which was they said it was a wife swapping party type of thing. That was the gist of it. And him and her were found dead at the Lane Cove National Park the next morning, covered by a blanket. Someone had found them and covered them with a blanket, or they, you know, whoever did it to them or whatever. And they did a document. There was all these documentaries coming out, and guess who was hosting it? It was Hugo Weaving. And they said, oh, no, it was nothing mysterious. It was basically marsh gas. From the which I've never ever heard of dangers of marsh gas at Lane Cove National Park until this one. And they said, oh, there's nothing to see here. It was marsh gas. So we're making love next to the riverbank, and this gas came up and poisoned them, and they both died. And I think that's convenient. And it was Mr. Anderson, it was Mr. Agent Smith narrating this documentary. And I thought, why would he be doing it? Yeah, that's what I said. What's that all about? But so Hugo Weaving was narrating. If you look it up, there'll be ABC, Hugo, you know, Bogle Chandler mystery narrated by Hugo Weaving. But the fact that they said, because it's been a mystery for up until they said, oh, no, it was marsh swamp gas killed them. Now, No one has since died.
The fact is on the ABC. The fact is on the ABC. They are. The ABC, in my opinion, are totally untrustworthy.
You cannot believe
a fucking thing. They won't question vaccines. And Virginia Trioli, if you remember, I never get tired of that story where the guy goes, "Did you have your flu shot?" He goes, "No, I don't like him." To the sports guy. And she dressed him down like on air.
Well, I didn't like her from the very first time I heard her voice.
She used to do a local ABC here in Newcastle.
Yeah, she was Sunday mornings a breakfast host for years, the Virginia Trioli show. She looks like a witch. She's probably a witch. That's my conspiratorial opinion of her. Mm. She looks evil.
I don't like anyone on the ABC, not even the funny ones like the Doug and the All Stars.
No. I like their
live shows if they're doing that, because where they could. But once you're on the ABC, you've sold your soul. You have sold your soul to the devil, and it's just pure propaganda. And even their entertainment now is so fucking woke. There's nothing worth watching. That's why, shows like Dexter on Paramount Plus are a joy to watch. Yeah, that's why the streaming services, their stuff is so much better. But you gotta get it right. I mean, it's fucking Jeff Bezos, Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power. Oh, it is so woke. If you're a straight white male, you have to be a villain. Otherwise, if you're black or a strong female, and you're okay. In Variety the other day, they wrote Variety magazine. They're begging people to come back to Star Wars and Marvel because they've screwed Star Wars and Marvel so screwed the pooch with those two. And nobody's interested anymore. Although they've lost their female fans, they've lost their male fans. They're looking for a modern audience that isn't there. It's just the woke crowd that they're looking for don't give a fuck about movies. They're too busy online crapping on YouTube or TikTok about woke shit, trans rights, shit that... David Tennant and crap like that. If you try and go against it, you either get shadow banned or outright banned. You can't question you mutilating children's genitals, cutting children's penises off. Yeah.
Cutting their tits off.
Yeah. That's fucking bullshit. That is a disgrace. It's up there with vaccines and the COVID.
I will never stop talking about COVID, ever. I had a great conversation.
The damage.
Mm. Yeah, I had a great conversation at the gym tonight. I got home, made myself a beautiful breakfast.
Grab another beer.
Got the whippersnipper out and evened my OCD.
Your lawn. Every blade of grass has to be the same height.
same height. Yep. No daffodils or dandelions shall cross my path.
Mm.
Anyway, then I went to the gym and I was talking to the guy at the gym. What a conversation. I'll tell you, man.
Yeah.
I have some really amazing conversations. And this guy started telling me, I've bumped into him before. He'd sold up. He bought a property. Up in the country a little bit further than my house. And he did it up, did what the guy that bought your house, he bought an old house, did it up, sold it for twice as much money. And then
what did you call that? House flipping? Is that your term?
So he flipped the house. Anyway, and I said to him, so what are you doing now? And he said, I work for a medical marijuana company, and we're supplying the DVA, that's the Department of Veterans Affairs, with medical marijuana. And he's got So apparently all these, you know what's, and I said to him, you know what, why they are flipping out? And he goes, why? And I said, it's the vaccines that most of them were given, because I said the one of the worst is the vaccine for what's the mosquito one? Malaria. The side effects, the known side effects for this particular anti-malaria drug that the army...
I've always hated that term. I just say, not side effects, the effects.
The effects, yeah.
Side effect.
Yeah. Depression and suicide. And that's the same with a lot of the antidepressants. Their side effects, the contraindications.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah,
it makes you more depressed.
Well known.
But anyway, so get this. Anyway, so he was telling me, he said they trialled 15 people in the area that were, you know, ex-veterans that were taking OxyContin. They were addicted to OxyContin and antidepressants and antipsychotics. They trialled them on gummies and medical marijuana oils and, you know, the CBD oils. Or each one of them came back and said, I feel better than I've ever felt before. And they've got off their OxyContins and stuff, and they're now using medical marijuana, which is this is an Australian strain. It's a really good quality one, apparently. And he said to me, and I said, so is it going all right? He goes, well, he gets a 5% of what? It's, you know, they've got 3,000 now are using it. He's getting $30,000 a month in royalties back from this company. And I went, fucking hell. Like,
it's a nice little learner.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, I love hearing success stories. Love hearing success stories. But it's a good thing, because medical marijuana, and I'm talking about the CBD oils and however you get it.
Is this a friend of yours?
This is a guy I talk to at the gym when I bump into.
Yeah. As long as he doesn't get into microdosing heroin like Randy.
Can you believe it? I said, have you seen the new South Park episode? He goes, what's the name of the company? He knew it straight away because he said they were dealing
Integrity Farms. Yeah,
he said, you mean Integrity Farms? Well, I laughed at him. I said, you got to watch the latest episode.
He'll love it. He will. Microdosing
ketamine. I was laughing my fucking head off. He goes, you just have one little puff and you go, and then all through the episode. Every 10 seconds, every part of this conversation, he quickly pulls out his ketamine and he's squirting it up his nose. Because that's what you
one at the beginning. It'll do you all day. A microdose.
You just
do you
one all day. Microdose.
How long did that last?
They were doing about, I reckon, one.
He's talking to Sharon. Seconds. He's talking to his wife, Sharon, when she's pissed off because she's using ChatGPT for everything. And then he just sticks it up his nose. She goes, what the fuck did you just do?
He goes, microdosing. It's completely natural. And as he's, no matter what he's doing, he keeps talking away and he keeps pulling in his pocket and going up his nose. Oh, I laugh. That's really funny. I was 10 out of 10, Rollo. That was a really funny episode.
I told you, yeah. I mean, the first two were pretty lame, but they really hit it out of the park. A home run with this, the latest one, episode 3. I think they're just super happy because the Skydance Paramount Plus deal went together, and now they're basically billionaires.
So it's Skydance. It's not Sundance. It's Skydance.
No, Skydance. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a merger that I think Trump wanted. I don't know. They're really into Trump at the moment. I'll give the end away. Don't say it. Yeah.
No.
Tally, one of the favorite characters. Oh, the poor guy. You have to watch to see what happens to Tally.
Basically,
just think of what's the worst thing that could possibly happen to Tally, and then double it. and they could never escape. That was a truly horrific ending. There is no escape from here. Yeah.
Well, now I know why Donald Trump's not keen on South Park, because they're basically giving it to him.
I don't think Trump mind so much? It's the White House and all the staff and all the
they're querying, they're making fun of his genitalia nonstop.
Oh, big time.
And he's sleeping with Satan.
Yeah, and he's taken the head off of Abraham Lincoln and put his own head on there, you know, in that Lincoln Memorial. But it's still got, for some reason, it's still got the tiny penis. It's like on all the statues, it's got the micro penis. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, they must have so much fun. I mean, they normally poke fun at everything. That's why Isaac Hayes left. That shrouded in mystery because he died very soon afterwards. So I don't think he was well either. But he was a well known Scientologist.
I would never have thought that he was a Scientologist, Isaac Hayes.
Apparently so. And he wasn't in that episode, I think it could have been Scientology just said, tell him to get fucked. And, which unfortunately he did. And, then he, you know, in 2 years, he'd left this world and went to meet Xenu in the volcano.
Scientology makes there's a constant tithing. You have to pay a huge amount of money into the fund. Mm. That's one of the bad things about Scientology.
If you really want to know about it, there's a book. It's not easy to get. I think you can get it online. Oh, it's easy to get now, but it wasn't easy to get I don't think it's a biography. It's an investigation into Scientology. And, you know, L. Ron Hubbard and what he was all about. I mean, everyone knows that L. Ron Hubbard was, apparently he said this verbatim.
If you want to make money,
writing science fiction. Right. Yeah. If you don't get rich writing science fiction, you get rich by creating a religion.
Yeah.
Which he did.
Yes.
He was
a total Crowley pusher as well. L.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and Sea Org, that's where they, you know, and so they've got their basically based at sea. And it reminds me of Ghislaine Maxwell when she was in court. She put her address down. It was basically some kind of sea address, like somewhere at sea. This is what the real elites, or even the semi elites, they don't have land based addresses. It's always something. And a Cayman Islands address, it'll be, you know, or Virgin Islands. It's always somewhere at sea or in an island somewhere. Whereas us, you know, the poor mortals, you know, we're all stuck in the law of the land, law of the sea, and we're floating around, but they're actually got addresses in the sea, so to speak. I don't know how that's the way to explain it. We don't. We're just floating the birth canal from birth, which is all aquatic themed, you know, with a birthing canal. And our birthday that we get, you know, when you celebrate your birthday, which is basically when you were part of the whole law of the sea, guaranteed, 100%. So many other people have done so much stuff, and I've forgotten more than I know on this whole thing as well. Honestly, that's the thing.
I read a book on it. It seems awfully dodgy, and they're vindictive. They're malicious. So there was. I remember this.
If you try and get out of it, they will come and harass you. So a friend of mine, I didn't realize, I knew he got involved with a cult. I didn't know which one it was, but it was a Scientologist. And I'm in contact with him, and he actually has listened to, I've sent him some of my stuff that I've done on shows, and he was interested in it. But he got hooked up with a Scientologist in Melbourne. And I think his father and another guy had to come over and get him out, and they actually abducted him and got him back to New Zealand.
Oh, sweet.
What they do is they stand on the streets out near their base in Sydney, And they just pull people in and say, look, how are you feeling? Would you like to come in? And they do that e-meter thing. They kicked me out when I was only 23 or whatever. I just said, because I was already a conspiracy theorist of a high level back then. I said, I answered about five questions. They said, I think you need to go now. And they told me to get out. They knew this guy knows. This guy knows more about us than we know about us, you know, and they made sure I left. But that's what they used to do. They take you off the street. They always find people that have, you know, a lot of musicians get stuck into it, into Scientology and actors.
Yeah, well, they, you can't watch that episode on Paramount Plus. It's not there anymore. So, There's quite a few. They won't play the Muhammad one, but
Yeah, that's what I said to you, Rollo. You've got to get hard copies of these
physical media.
And keep it because you and I have. Whenever I see a box set of South Park, I'll buy it.
Oh yeah,
and Family Guy, and Simpsons. Oh,
love it
because I've got because of the kids.
Do you know what shits me about Family Guy? Because, well, Fox. Shit, I thought I'd lost my champagne then. So the only way to watch it is on Disney Plus. There's no fucking way am I giving Disney Plus one red cent.
No, do not give them a cent.
No way. Not what I noticed,
the wonderful town of Cardiff in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
While we were there, I roamed around. You know, me and you went shopping yesterday. The funny old couple, the odd couple went shopping.
That was lots of fun. I enjoyed it.
No, but we went in there and we had to buy five items.
Yep.
And Aldi is set up so much so that we literally walked on the front door, picked up
the meat. And out in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
How efficient is that? I love it.
Oh, it was unbelievable. But it's the way it was set up. We actually walked from one aisle to the other, and everything that Joel had set was on there. And I bought
it's
the
right perfect
one.
Daughter. Yeah. Joel's a legend. Rick and Roll, nostalgia.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
And you're listening to Rick and Rollo on the episode number 44 on the 24th of August, 2025. And we're talking about Scientology. Big thing.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know how many stars? I'll tell you that number of Kate Sobrano.
I like Kate Sobrano. She's, I didn't know she's a Scientologist, but there you go.
Yes.
It's such a funny religion that people could actually fall for, like, the story of Scientology. Let me just do ChatGPT and see what that said.
You're as bad as so. ChatGPT gets absolutely done over by South Park on the latest episode.
What about when he's totally, off his head on Kenneman and Sharon? Actually pretends to be ChatGPT. That is such a funny scene. That.
Look, honestly, that's a really clever episode. There's a lot of stuff in that latest episode. Yeah, between the ketamine, which we were talking about by coincidence 2 weeks ago, because I said,
"Have you ever tried it?"
No, never. It's
never tried it as a recreational drug. Randy, actually, Integrity Farms is selling. That's medical marijuana, isn't it? Or are they just straight out allowed to sell it now? I don't know. In America,
yes, they are. No, I just told you the guy running the gym's making $30,000 from Australian medical. It's the farming of the pot over here meets all the standards that you're meant to have, and it's apparently Australian CBD oils. I think they're all over the place wherever they grow. But this guy said. And this is the other thing, we're talking about anti-cancer. Now, he'd never heard of Rick Simpson before. Rick Simpson is the anti-cancer guy. But he did tell me this thing. He said a good friend of his, get this one, had a tumor in the back of his neck that was causing all these things. He had chemo, he had everything, nothing worked. And he went to his doctor, and his doctor basically said, look, go home and make your arrangements because we can't fix you. And he'd got hold of CBD oils with THC, proper, you know, the good stuff from a company in Nimbin. And he said he was taking it and he goes, I feel really good all of a sudden. And then he went back to his doctor about 3 months later, the doctor who told him, pack your gear, you know, you're going, your history, you're dead. We can't fix you. And they looked for the tumor gone. And you know what the doctor said? He didn't say, because he said, I've been taking CBD oils and I think this, he goes, no, it was the actually, what you had a delayed reaction to all the chemotherapy, and it actually killed it later. And I went, fuck off.
Well, they have CBD oil, don't they?
CBD oil is, and like Rick Simpson, there's Rick and Simpson. We'd mentioned the Simpsons, and
there are quite a few therapies that will help.
The combination of CBD oils and chaga mushroom. The proper extract of chaga mushroom will kill tumors and cancers. Now, anyone that goes to Western medicine when someone's got cancer or tumor without looking at CBD oils first, and you can order them. He told me the name of the company too. It's a Nimbin, black something or other. And he said, you just send them what you, tell them what you got, and they'll send you the oil. It'll be delivered to your door. And it will make you feel better. You'll eat a lot. You'll sleep at night, and most of your cancers will just disappear. I'm 100%.
Tell me why the government stopped health food shops selling apricot kernels.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know?
What are they worried about?
Can I run through the list? They also can't. All these completely natural herbs like comfrey, you cannot sell it by telling people it actually helps you. Comfrey was known as bone knit. If you had a broken arm or broken bone, once it was straightened out, you'd take comfrey or as a tea and it would actually repair broken bones. Now it's illegal to even say that or even imply that comfrey is good for you. I talk about calendula all the time. Calendula.
A lot of these things you're talking about have what was used to be called vitamin B17, and it's
Latrell. It was also called Latrell. Now in New Zealand in the '70s, there's a doctor called Milan Brick, and he got jailed because he was offering anti-cancer. Center in the Solomon or some island. They kicked him out of New Zealand because he said B17 Latrell apricot kernels will kill cancer. Will kill it. And he got into so much trouble.
Well, he must have had some sort of high profile. One of the first ones, he didn't get jailed, he was murdered, was Charlotte Gerson's father, Max, who came up with the Gerson therapy back in the '50s. He was poisoned by his secretary.
Raw apples, raw cabbage.
He started off. It wasn't a cancer thing. He started off because he had migraines. He had terrible migraines that he could never get rid of with, you know, even the painkillers or whatever they had back then. So he experimented with diet and over the many years, and you're right. He started with apples. He'd eat apples, only apples,
just apples.
And then, Rollo. Yeah, mate.
When you eat the apple, you've got to eat the seeds as well, and the seeds are
chew them up. Yeah, chew the seeds up. That's right. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I forgot about that. And he got to a point where he'd add things to the diet, and then if the migraines came back, and then he. Basically, it came down to what was the Gerson therapy? It was basically a vegan diet, fruit and vegetables, and you had to pump cold pressed carrot juice, organic carrot juice, coffee up your butt,
enemas.
Coffee enemas.
Yeah. I'm there, man.
It sounds a bit funny, but apparently it opens up.
It opens up the liver. You've got to keep it into your system without spraying it back out again for about 3 minutes.
It's so easy to do. You just go down to your chemist and get an enema kit, and I've done it.
I haven't.
It does make you feel good. I must admit, I got raw kale. Try eating. Yep. I've got there's some raw kale growing in one of those beds in my backyard. And if I'm feeling really shitty, I go down and I grab a couple of leaves off the kale because it's living.
I
eat it straight off the thing.
It makes you feel
really good. Oh
no, hang on, Rollo. I'm going to have to add.
Yeah, mate. Anything you want.
When you have kale or spinach, you need it to be wilted because basically kale and spinach both have a lot of toxins in it that are there to kill the snails and slugs.
They can detect them.
So what you need to do is wilt it, and then so you kind of blanch it and wash it in reasonably hot water.
Then eat it.
You do not have it raw. Yep.
Okay, mate.
Yep, there you go. I'm an expert, Roland.
Good. Good man. No, where's our super duper producer with the producer? I'm starting to get a bit tired.
I'm going to get tired too.
Do you think it'd be rude if we said Velo? Could you play the? I've sent him the Terrence Stamp Marlon Brando Superman speech. It only goes for 37 seconds.
I can play that at the end, and then we'll play a song when we go.
And the song I'd like is the song that was on Dexter last night that he absolutely loved, and so did I. It's a song called Unbelievable, which what last night's Bilderberger meetup was by EMF. EMF. Yeah. You're unbelievable.
Did you know he committed suicide, that guy?
Really?
Yep.
Oh, unbelievable. Really?
Let's have a look. It is EMF. What does EMF stand for? Not I'll electromagnetic.
I'll look it up right now. You might be thinking of the KLF.
Can you believe it? I listened to a thing about KLF again yesterday on the radio.
Grand Central, that whole story
behind that. Those guys were obviously Tavistock, 100% guaranteed. Because they made. Did you know that KLF, which adds up to 29? I'll just tell you that they sold more records than Michael Jackson. Any of the biggest stars ever that year when they first came out, they were the biggest selling artists globally. Yeah, it was that 3 a.m. something or other as well. And they also brought in that Tammy Wynette before she died to sing that Justified Ancients of Moo Moo, the jam.
Oh yeah, I like that song too. Yeah,
but then they took
All aboard. Is that the one?
Yeah, and then they gave all their money, or blew all their money up, or set fire to £1 million. And well, this is what they said. Yeah, I don't know. Because they burned all their, and they also blew and destroyed all their back catalogue, the master tapes. So you can't get the master tapes to any of their music.
Mm.
They burnt the whole lot. It sounds like a whole setup to me, guaranteed. But no, that song,
EMF. I can't find anything about a suicide here, but
the lead singer died young then. Okay. One or the other. I thought it was suicide, but that could be just me.
Hold on.
Lead singer of EMF. Unbelievable. Is he alive? Bet you he isn't.
Here we go. Okie dokie. Now, members.
Past. You have to look up past, because I'm sure they've reformed.
Is it Zach Foley, the bass player? Died January 2002. No.
No. Oh, yeah, it could be him. Was it the singer? I'm sure it's the singer that.
All right. Hold on. We'll do it this way. We'll just use ChatGPT.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Wow.
I can't spell suicide. Or it might not be suicide, but he's definitely dead. Because I remember hearing the mortuary, you know, when they, after he died in the 90s, I think it was, it said that the singer from EMF, Unbelievable, was dead. Or the main guy from the band. Are you there, Rollo?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm just. So EMF means electromagnetic field, referring to.
That's what it actually means. I thought that, I didn't think they were called EMF.
Or electromotive force.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, keep saying that. It's hilarious. Right, EMF. Singer. Suicide.
I could be wrong about the suicide. Yeah, he's dead. I'm pretty sure he's dead. Yeah, you're right. EMF. Wikipedia. Here we go.
It says the EMF singer who died was the bassist Zach Foley, who died on January 3rd, 2002, from a drug and alcohol overdose, suicide. Okay, right. An inquest into his death.
So they thought recorded it was suicide,
a verdict of misadventure after high levels of various substances, including heroin, cocaine, alcohol. Fucking hell, he would have had a good night. Too good a night.
It said, still contains samples of US comedian Andrew Dice Clay and performance Gillan Kane. Its accompanying music video was directed by Josh Taft. Wow. Huge song. Great song.
I saw him the other day, Andrew Dice Clay. He was in the new Eddie Murphy movie.
Guess how many minutes long it is. 3 minutes, what? 30 seconds.
Oh, well, there you go. 33.
Just like when we went and got our groceries yesterday, it came to $33.
And how many solar panels do I have on my roof? 33.
Well,
I've joined the Illuminati. Or no, the Bilderbergers. We were the Bilderbergers last night.
We joined the Bilderbergers.
Yeah, literally, building burgers.
So did you send that to Jolo?
Yeah, I've sent both of those to Joel. Okay. So I'd like him first to play the general, Terrence Stamp as General Zod, saying, "You will join us, Joel, no matter if it takes an eternity. You will join us, and you will bow down before me."
Did you know that there's actually a meme? The big meme is "bow before Zog" is actually a meme. They got it wrong, and it said, you know, it was saying that they got it mistakenly heard. It's now a meme, bow before Zog, but Zog means Zionist something government or whatever.
Bow before the great BB, the BB Netanyahu. Oh dear.
Isn't it funny? BB King. BB King. It's there's a bit of a coincidence there, BB King.
Mm.
And he's saying, "All right,
I'm really, okay, I had such a big night last night. Rollo,
thank you for being a great host.
Yeah. Yes, it was a pleasure. And we're going to do it out past the Blue Mountains. I won't say the exact town. And Lithgow's big enough. I could say it. Vegetarian Bilderbergers. Me and Gritty will, because he's keen to come out to Lithgow. And we'll do it again soon. And that'd be all great. Right. So we'll go out with General Zod, rest in peace, Terrence Stamp, and then EMF. Oh, you're unbelievable. All right, we'll catch you next Saturday. See you next Saturday night.
All right, Saturday night.
Bye.
Bye.
It has therefore now become your decision. You alone will condemn us if you wish, and you alone will be held responsible by me. You will bow down before me, Jor-El! I swear it! No matter that it takes an eternity, you will bow down before me! Both you, and then one day, Jor-El!
You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable.
Unbelievable.